Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have Constable Darren Fisher here with Stratford Police Service with lots on the go. Darren, it's good to see you.
Great to see you too, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
Well, there's lots on the go last Saturday for the community bike sale. How did it go?
Honestly, Jamie, it was great. The turnout was better than I was expecting. There was a ton of people there throughout the entire time. There's that really busy period right at the beginning. People were there before we even had the doors open. And then there was that hustle and bustle that always comes right at the end when everybody's trying to grab the bike that they want.
Exactly, because it was done as kind of a silent auction style, if you will.
Yes, it's a silent auction style sale. So each bike has a sheet on it. You write your name and the price that you're willing to pay.
And you had lots of bikes. So well over 40?
Yeah, well over 40. We had 40, if I'm getting my numbers correct, I think we have 42 bikes that we had recovered throughout the year. That we were not able to find the owners of. And then we had a number of donated bikes as well, which is a great new thing that started to happen this year, and I'm hoping that continues on. And again, Jamie, it just goes to show the generosity of our community.
And again, with this, the money goes to Optimus Club of Stratford, so it's a win-win.
Yes, it's a win-win, and I'm super excited to have that partnership, and I'm glad that they're able to come and promote the good that they do in the community as well.
Okay, let's talk about cell phones that seem to be top of mind, especially cell phones and students, because there's been this in the news. Of course, you can read all about it with mystratfordnow.com, but the idea of limiting cell phone use for students and your thoughts on this.
Yeah, so this is a big story, Jamie, and this is something that the schools themselves, and I don't want to speak on their behalf, but I know that this is something that they've been struggling with over the years as to how to manage and control the use of cell phones during school hours. And I can say from my experience in working with the schools and working with the youth in our community is that there have been a number of issues that come up on a regular basis in which students are engaged on social media during instructional time in class, and even incidents where students are being bullied during that time. They're actively being bullied by other individuals within their school or within their class even during that instructional time while in class.
Okay, so again, this is sort of early days, or at least with the news with this, with regards to the province of Ontario. But again, it's the idea of limiting cell phone use. And as you say, it is an issue, an ongoing issue.
Yeah, it is. It is, certainly. And I think that there's just so much stress and so much of a high expectation for students and youth to be engaged in social media at all times, that I think it's really good to be able to provide them with a break and focus on what they're supposed to be doing at that time, and that's learning.
Okay, so again, it's an ongoing issue and an ongoing discussion again with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. And put down your cell phones and join in on some great events that are coming up, because looks like we're in the last day of April, so May, fast approaching, we got lots coming up.
Yeah, we do. So we have Police Week coming up this month. So we're going to be starting with a community barbecue, a free community barbecue on May 11th.
You had me at free.
So hopefully I'll be there. The chief of police will be there as well, and we'll be flipping some burgers and serving them up to members of our community.
All right. And it's going to be a very, very special week. And there's a coffee with cops coming up, some events, some get-togethers.
Yeah, so throughout that week of Police Week, we're really looking at trying to engage in a positive way with our community. So we're going to be hosting a couple of Coffee with a Cop events, one in St. Mary's and one in Stratford, and we're trying to divide everything up between the two major communities here that we serve.
All right. So again, it's Police Week. It's reaching out and being a part of the community and listening to the community with
Absolutely.
Concerns.
That's a good point, Jamie. It's listening to the community, because when we look at what community-based policing is, it really does come back to working with the community. We all need to be working together to promote that safety and well-being for everybody.
All right, so we got Police Week coming up and even more events on the way. I don't know what else.
Yeah, there's lots of events coming up throughout that week, and we'll be promoting and providing the dates, but we're going to be doing a couple of car seat clinics. We're going to be doing our annual law enforcement torch run with our Special Olympians.
Yes, talk about that for folks maybe not familiar with that.
Yeah, so every year we engage in what's called the law enforcement torch run with our local Special Olympians. And this year I think it's going to be extra special because of the success that they all experienced in the National Games in Calgary earlier this year for the Winter Games. We had our curling team win gold. And we had a number of other athletes do it incredibly well and get medals as well.
This torch run is so meaningful and so impactful. I know it's really huge with Stratford Police Service.
Yeah, it really is. And it's such a fun event to be able to engage with the athletes in this way. And so we have a run, and then thanks to Boston Pizza, they promote the event every year and sponsor it. And we're able to sit down and have a meal together.
All right. Well, we've got lots coming up, including Police Week on the way. And you can get details, of course, on the social media with Stratford Police Service. We'll share the links and details, of course, on our socials. And you can always check in with events and more at mystratfordnow.com. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks again, Darren.
Thank you, Jamie.